This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Welcome to a Nerd Sign episode of the Click Nation podcast. I'm your host, Tim D-O-double-G. And tonight I've got the three-man weave, or the triple threat here. We've got the Adam Black.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
And we've got Mr. Banff here in attendance.
Ooh, that's right, you motherfuckers, evening bitches.
That's what people come to the podcast to hear. Evening bitches. So I want to encourage everyone to go to our website, theclicknation.com, where you can find previous episodes of the Click Nation podcasts and much more. Make sure to like the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/theclicknation. Follow the Twitter account at theclicknation. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/theclicknation. Subscribe also to on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Just search for The Click Nation. And we're on Google Plus. Add us to your circles. And if you ever have any feedback you want to have read on a future show, send that on over to theclicknation@gmail.com. And also for Stitcher and iTunes, make sure to give us 5-star reviews. And actually, speaking of which, I think we have, supposedly we have a review.
Glad I just thought of that. Really?
One of our guests on the Comic Book Chronicles podcast, which you can find also on the Click Nation. Let me go to the iTunes page here. Actually, I told them I don't know when it's available. But let me find his Twitter name. Seek Donnelly is his name. I believe he's the editor of Awesome Comics. He's at Exploding Bullet on Twitter. And let's see if his iTunes review is up. I don't see it, at least on the iTunes website page. I don't know how else to check it. But he said he gave us a review, so we want to at least thank at Exploding Bullets, so make sure to follow him, and make sure to follow, what is there, follow their Twitter account, at OSSMComics, and go to xenoglyphscomic.com to check out all their information for their combos they have under their brand.
Yes.
And speaking of comic books, that sort of leads us into the discussion for tonight's podcast episode. And that is going to be 2014 summer blockbuster movies. And we just had the first blockbuster, which broke a lot of April records, which is Captain America: The Winter Soldier. That's exactly how we feel.
Yes.
So, of course, this is the second of the Captain America movies, and it deals with a villain, the Winter Soldier. And by the time this episode comes out, the movie will have been in theaters for a long time, so we'll actually talk spoilers.
That's what we do.
So, instead of me tiptoeing around saying the villain, Winter Soldier, I can actually say Winter Soldier is Bucky, is Captain America's former sidekick, Bucky Barnes. And it deals with a lot of intrigue with S.H.I.E.L.D. and Hydra infiltrating S.H.I.E.L.D. And we think Nick Fury. Okay, I guess before I actually just start talking about the movie, let's talk about how we all saw the movie. Did anyone see it Thursday when it was released?
No. We went Sunday. The boo, the fiance and I, we went Sunday to go see it.
Okay. Yeah, I saw the Facebook post or check-in.
Yes.
I saw it Friday. I didn't see it Thursday. I saw it Friday night. I went to WrestleMania. We went to New Orleans so I could go to meet up with some friends to go see WrestleMania. And wound up going to see it in Slidell, Louisiana.
I saw that check-in as well.
Mm-hmm.
The hell is Slidell at?
It's about, like, well, you know, my wife's from Picayune, Mississippi. It's like 40 minutes. It's more like maybe 20, 30 minutes away.
Oh, okay.
Wound up going to see it in 3D because it was the best time to actually go to it, because we got to the movie theater a little later than we were trying to, and I was like, well, it's in 3D. If we go ahead and see it, it's like in the 3D one was starting in like 5 minutes. So we just went and did that one.
I forget, did you see it in 2D or 3D, Mr.
Bent? No, I saw it in 2D, yeah. Like I said, we weren't interested in spending the extra money, you know, for that this time around. So, I do actually want to go back and see it in IMAX and 3D. I enjoyed it that much. So, you know, that is definitely a possibility.
I forgot y'all motherfuckers got an IMAX screen down there.
Yes. Well, I mean, it ain't real IMAX, but it's, yeah.
Oh, it's not?
It's not as big.
Oh, okay.
Not as big. It's like baby IMAX.
Oh, gotcha.
I didn't see an IMAX 3D. I saw it in a real D 3D, which meant I can take home those fucking glasses, which I did.
Right.
Not sure what 3D I saw. I guess it probably wasn't 3D since I recycled mine. But I did see it in... I saw it... So... There's three local movie theaters here in town. And I noticed all three of them were showing it at 8 o'clock p.m. on Thursday night instead of midnight.
So much better.
I like that trend of just skipping midnight showings altogether and just put them on at 8 o'clock.
Right.
In the theater I went to see it at had two 8 o'clock showings because it's the newer theater. So they had, I think they had two, I'm trying to think, was it one 2D and one 3D or two 3Ds and a 2D. It was probably just one 3D and one 2D. So I went for the 2D, I went for the 3D because, hey, why not? I knew I was going to see it twice anyway, so it didn't really matter which one I saw first, but I figured I'd go, hey, I'll do the 3D. And it was only like six of us in the theater. So I'm not sure.
Wow.
If it was an issue of people not knowing that they were doing early showings, or were, since it was three theaters, people, you know, could go to different ones. But hey, I wasn't complaining. Got to sit where I wanted to.
Right.
But I think it's safe to say all three of us loved the movie.
Yes, I did. Yes, it's fantastic. Fantastic.
I was going to say, I guess the real question is Captain America the Winter Soldier or Marvel's The Avengers?
You know, I've been asked this question so many times since I've seen this damn movie. I still enjoy Avengers a little bit more just because of what Avengers is, you know, how, you know, the, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's up there though. It's definitely the best of the solo movies. That is not a question. It is, yeah. It's better than Iron Man. It is, you know. I mean, it's very, very smart. It's very, very smart. It's a very smart movie. You know, it does have its little, you know, plot holes here and there, but who gives a shit? But better than the Avengers, I'm not ready to say that yet. Give me a couple more viewings, I may say that in the future, but right now I wouldn't say it. But I mean, but it's good though. It's definitely an excellent film.
I would have to say it's not. I still say Avengers is the better movie. And I agree with Bamf. It's definitely, as far as the Phase 2 movies, it's the best one by far. It helped that Iron Man 3 sucked, and Thor was a good movie, but I feel Captain America was a lot better. And I found myself thinking, if you had told me they were going to do a Captain America movie even 10 years ago, I wouldn't have thought it would have been as good as that movie.
Right.
So I was very impressed with it.
Okay, I'm probably the only one here that's seen it twice. I'm sure, just because I'm crazy like that. Saw it, of course, in 3D Thursday, and then I caught Saturday Matinee in 2D, had to see it again. And actually, I'm glad I did, because after I got home Thursday and read stuff online, I missed the Easter egg that I had to make sure I went back and caught the second time.
Which one was that?
The Doctor Strange or Stephen Strange.
I caught that the first time. I was like, ooh, yeah, I'm clapping, and my wife's like, what the hell are you? Okay, never mind. And
right, exactly.
But yeah, I mean, if you're a comic book nerd, you loved it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I was listening to the IGN Assemble movie podcast this morning, and at the end of it, they reviewed it, and that same scene where Agent Sitwell mentioned Stephen Strange, you know, he also mentions a 19-year-old valedictorian from Michigan or Ohio or something like that. They were like, who is that? Who would that be in the Marvel Universe? Because they were like, that was too specific of a description for it just be like some throwaway line.
I'm not sure.
I actually think it probably was just a throwaway line, but you know, part of it is kind of like, that was kind of specific.
Yeah.
Right.
To not have it be, you know, someone else.
Someone actual, yeah.
But I just thought that was
that cool.
Thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there was a lot more Easter eggs on that when they activated Project Insight.
Yeah, the second time I saw it, I was definitely like wishing I had a TiVo deposit.
Yeah, because I wanted to see the I'm like, who are these people? Because I'm pretty sure it's probably, you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure somebody's name popped up on there.
I did catch one, but it was Anthony Stark.
Yeah, I caught that one, yeah.
And I think I might have seen Bruce Banner's name on there. But, I mean, that's people we've seen, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely going to be I'm surprised it hasn't, leaked online already.
Oh, yeah, Newsarama talking about, you know, this is what was on the map or whatever.
Have they done that?
I don't think so.
Even the maps. Every time they kept showing maps, I kept looking, trying to see, you know, what locations they were focusing on.
Yeah.
But yeah, so definitely when the DVD comes out, or the Blu-ray, I'm sorry, c- comes out, we will be pausing to go over the list of names.
Yes, we will. Yeah, but I definitely really want to see it again. I mean, I loved it. I really did think it was fantastic. I really did, you know. And you're right. It helps that, you know, Iron Man 3 sucks and Thor: The Dark World was, you know, it was decent, you know.
Yeah, it made me a fan of Cap.
You know, but that's the thing. I loved the first Captain America movie.
Yeah, I liked it too. But I'm saying, like, Captain America the character,
right?
Like, I'm so, like, I wish his comics were just awesome now.
Right.
Because after seeing him whoop ass in this movie, it's like, give me that Captain America in the comic books.
Well, right. I mean, the ultimate version of that character is pretty much what you see on screen. I think he's a little more gung-ho, but the ultimate version that they created back at the beginning of the Ultimate Universe, and that character has now died. He
you see a body.
Right.
But anyway, that character, that is kind of basically how Cap acts. However, I feel it does have the optimism of the 616 version.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel it's a good blend.
Going back to, you know, Avengers or Winter Soldier for best movie, I'll piggyback on what Mr. Bant said earlier. I still get the edge to Avengers just because of the epicness of this is the first time all our heroes have assembled together and just how awesome that was.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But Cap, Captain America: Winter Soldier definitely had the best like action, even more than Avengers, I'd say.
Yes.
Because it was just like so like real world ish, like the fights and the battles on the street.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, I mean, and there was a lot of great scenes in the movie. Like, you know, the scene that I actually that I really did like was when he was, you know, he went to the retired home. He was talking to Peggy, you know, that hurt a little bit. I was like, no, Peggy cannot have Alzheimer's. She has to remember who he is, you know, at all times. You know, that was kind of sad. I was, you know, but
And how about the no mention of the relationship between Peggy and Agent Carter?
Yeah, I kind of was upset about that. I thought that for sure that they were going to actually tie the two together, but they never did.
Right.
Even though she did say, I was talking to my aunt, and that was, you know,
right.
And that was the only, like, as far as clue that tied it together. But otherwise, right, we didn't really get that payoff.
Right. Right. You know, another thing they never, I mean, I think, you know, they never really explained in the movie. They alluded to it, you know, how Bucky has been alive for all this time and is still young. You know, they, like I said, you know, we know.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, we read comic books and all this stuff like that, but I mean, it's kind of hinted at in the movie, but they don't really kind of explain it, you know. So, you know, I think some people may, you know, they may not even really give a damn, you know. But you know,
yeah, I like how they kind of easily explain it away. Like, yeah, Zola experimented on him, so that must be how he lived through the fall.
Right. Yeah. And Aaron Zola, that was kind of cool. I was not expecting that.
Yeah.
I was like,
they put him in a box. It works.
I was wondering why the hell he was just in there giving away all the secrets. But then he was like, oh, I was just stalling.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, why is he telling them what Hydra was doing?
Yeah,
that was kind of like evil bad guy exposition from the old Batman TV show,
or James Bond villain.
Right. That's all that was. You know, And, you know, and he was stalling, so they could get killed, you know.
What was your guys' favorite scene?
Ooh. Oh, dude. There's so many. I mean, there's so many. I mean, hell, like the fight between, you know, Cap and Batroc was like, oh, you know, that. And, you know, the scene with, you know, where Falcon's, you know, like dodging, you know, the cannon fire from the helicarriers. That was cool.
And kudos for them for making Batroc the Leaper an actual badass.
Right.
I mean, I didn't think that. I was like, of all villains from Captain America or Marvel in general, I was like, Batroc the Leaper? Okay, let me see how this works.
And right.
It wasn't too bad.
It was pretty good, yeah. I mean, there's so many scenes that I actually like in the movie, you know. The whole the elevator fight was cool. Hell, the whole fucking movie was cool, actually. So, you know.
Yeah. My favorite scene would be the elevator.
Yeah,
that was pretty awesome, I thought. I also thought the just the scene in the beginning, which is always a perfect way to say, you know, this is a setup, but we're letting you know this is what Captain America can do, basically.
Yeah.
And it was just a perfect thing, a way to illustrate how this guy kicks ass, how he uses the shield as a weapon, and, you know, of course, sets up all the other action basically the whole plot for the movie almost.
I like the new, like, I don't know if it's action movie or comic book movie thing of, we'll start the movie off with the action sequence with some lower tier villain, and then we'll get to the real story.
Yeah.
Right.
Which Amazing Spider-Man 2 will be doing.
Apparently.
This summer.
Yes.
I guess that would be a nice transition to discussing this movie. Because I saw something today saying this one guy, because, you know, apparently it's out overseas already, because that's how overseas countries get stuff early now.
Shit, that's almost a month ahead of time.
Yeah, and there's like some websites already have like reviews up, but this one guy from comicbookmovie.com was saying he read 2 full reviews and doesn't sound good. It was like his excitement level
dropped.
Yeah, just dropped after reading those 2 reviews.
Wow.
I was like, yep.
I think oh, well.
Is, yeah. At least the action sequences probably look cool.
Right.
That's the only thing I can say about it.
I mean, right. The action sequences from the first one were pretty much the best parts.
I mean, it actually looked like Spider-Man moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, we'll see it in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I'll still go see it. It's up. Is it May?
May the 2nd.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go see it. I was going to go see it anyway. It's not really high on my list of shit to see. Mm-hmm. You know, this year. It really, you know, is. I mean, and that's just because I'm not a big Spider-Man fan. I never really have been, so, you know. If it's good, okay. If it's not, I'm not gonna cry about that.
Yeah, the trailers. I mean, the trailers look fine.
Trailers are awesome. Yeah, they're awesome. But you know, it's like.
I will say I have more faith in that than X-Men: Days of Future Past.
You know what? I'm just scared to death that that X-Men movie is just going to be just a jumbled up mess. You know what I'm saying? It just seems like it's going to be like so like just incoherent and muddled and confusing, you know. It just really seems that way.
Especially when like the long list of mutants that are in this movie are probably going to like get like killed off in the first action sequence.
Oh yeah. That's definitely what's gonna happen. I really believe this. Like the first scene is gonna be a big action scene, action fight. All these characters that we know and love are gonna get fucking murdered, and then Wolverine gonna go back to the past and fix it.
Oh yeah. Before we jump ahead to X-Men, speaking of characters that are going to wind up popping up in that movie that we've now seen, how about the teaser at the end of the of Captain America?
Oh yeah, how did we skip that? Oh yeah, we just skipped all over that.
There's so much stuff to talk about in that movie.
Yeah,
right. You know.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was gonna say first we get the like the mega tease of two new characters, which are not mutants, but we pretty much know that they are Quicksilver and the Scarlet Witch.
Right.
That Taylor Johnson dude got like ripped. His arms look huge.
I know, right?
Like, dang, Quicksilver.
Right? I know, right? It's like, dude, I mean, I remember seeing him in Kick-Ass and he looked like a kid. Now, it's like, dude, you know.
Probably because I never saw Kick-Ass 2, so, which I need to see.
Yeah.
I need to see that.
And that's not a bad movie. Kick-Ass 2 is actually pretty good.
I don't know how I made it without seeing that. That was like, didn't it come out during the summer, or did it?
Yeah, it did. I think it was August last year.
Yeah,
that's near the end.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so yeah, we see Scarlet Witch, and we see also see the Avengers 2 villain Baron Von Strucker.
Yes,
yes,
we saw him. That was, you know, that's a good Cap villain to use.
Yeah, and I like how they're like, I would have guessed or betted anything that Red Skull would have reappeared by now.
All right, now that was something that that's what I thought Robert Redford was going to be revealed, that he was actually the Red Skull in disguise. That was a something I thought was going to happen, because some website said that it was part of some Lego set or something. It was something that it was going to be alluded that he was the Red Skull all along somehow through some cosmic incident or whatever.
I think that would have cheapened the movie a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Redford worked enough as just a Hydra.
The Hydra agent in disguise at a high level of... at a high level in the country.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, and then they also revealed that he has Loki's staff.
What happened to that at the end of Avengers? I can't remember.
Talking about Loki's staff?
Yeah.
Because Black Widow had it. So I'm assuming she turned it into S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, well, and S.H.I.E.L.D. is Hydra.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay.
That is what happened. Yes. Yes. But yeah, but I like Quicksilver's, you know, I like how they have his little speed special effect thing. I like that. Scarlet Witch looks all emo and shit in the damn page. You know, it's fantastic. I was like, oh yes.
I'm like, holy shit, this is gonna be pretty interesting. And then I'm gonna have to explain to my wife that in a couple months you're gonna see the exact same characters, except they're gonna be totally different.
Well, just one of them.
It's just
Quicksilver in Days of Future Past.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And he looks horny. And speaking of, I guess since we're talking, this has nothing to do with 2014 movies, but Vamp's having some technical difficulties. Let me see if I drop him and re-add him.
Okay.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you now.
Okay. Something happened to my fucking headphones. Okay, there we go. Now I can hear you again.
That's better.
Okay.
So I was going to say, this has nothing to do with 2014 movies, but they are filming Avengers Age of Ultron right now in Seoul, Korea.
Yes.
Seoul.
Seoul.
Seoul. It's Seoul. Dude, not Seal. But yes. Yeah.
So we get to see Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver Hawkeye and Captain America's Avengers uniform.
So it's back to the original one?
I mean, it looks like it looks like the S.H.I.E.L.D. one.
Oh, okay. It looks like a combination of the Avengers costume and the original costume from the first Captain America. You know, that's
he's got the Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. helmet with kind of like Mr. Bam said, the old original Captain America suit. And like on the shoulder pads, he's got a small Avengers symbol on it. So it kind of looks like they might have themselves some
uniforms.
And Hawkeye, he's got sort of like a little outfit that looks kind of more resembling his original comic book adaptation of his uniform, with like the little waist thing. And it's got like sleeves on it, maybe like some kind of coat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think they're filmed like it's supposed to be in like a colder climate, so of course, why would you be standing with going sleeveless in a colder environment?
Okay. What did you think of the outfit in the movie that he was wearing? I like both versions. I always liked the one from the first movie. I like it kind of reminded me of director of S.H.I.E.L.D., Steve Rogers, the uniform he had on in the beginning with the star in the middle.
Yeah, I prefer if he kept that one.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, me too. It was actually pretty cool. And I kind of
like. The magnetic thing he wears on his back. So instead of having to
for the shield.
Yeah, instead of having to put his arms through the straps to put on his back, he can just flip it on.
It magnetizes to the back. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
But yeah, I'm trying to think of anything else
from Cap.
Yeah, from Captain America that we haven't discussed.
Let's talk about our brother Sam Wilson.
Yes. Oh yeah. Very cool.
Yes. Very cool debut. Yes. You know, I actually was hoping that Anthony Mackie would play Black Panther, but I'm cool with him playing Falcon. I really am.
Yeah. You know. Like it. Very good. He did a very good job in it.
He said, I was listening to him on Hip Hop Nation over the weekend. It was an earlier recording. He was talking about how he kept sending stuff to Marvel every like 6 months, saying like, "Hey, I know y'all doing movies. Eventually, y'all got to do a Black Panther movie."
Right.
But then they came back to him and they were like, "Hey, we've got this part for the Falcon. Not gonna turn down that." So,
He's not quite as famous as or as known as the Black Panther, but Falcon's very important as far as black superheroes goes.
Right.
I like how his words are the last words you hear to end the movie. Before the credits, of course.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it wasn't like Captain America saying anything. It was like he said that he's like, "You going after him?" Cap said, "You don't have to come with me. I know. When we start." Boom. Let me bring up the soundtrack, because I've listened to the soundtrack I don't know how many times on Spotify for Captain America the Winter Soldier.
Okay.
It is pretty. I say when I listen to the soundtrack, I basically played the song titled Captain America on the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically the outro music that, when they storm the boat, and you hear that music like a couple other times in the movie. But yeah, it just gets me hyped.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, we about to go whoop some ass now.
Mm-hmm. Well, but first, will the Avengers outdo something?
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah, everyone's like, is Falcon gonna be in Avengers? It's like, yeah, probably not. but
probably. I mean, you know, I mean, hell, you know, Don Cheadle. Well, War Machine's supposed to be in Avengers. I just saw that confirmation of that the other day. Really? So, okay. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I would prefer to have Falcon in the Avengers. I think that would be cool because, you know, I mean, you know, let's face it, we like Anthony Mackie and we like Sam Wilson. We like the character, so why not?
Let's see. So we talked about Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2, and we talked about Days of Future Past a little bit. We're not as excited for either movie like we were Captain America: The Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm. No. The next movie I'm actually excited to see is Godzilla. That's the next movie I'm excited to see.
Okay. That looks right up your alley.
Of course, you know, giant monster movie. Why not?
So did we? Did you get the Godzilla trailer during Cap 2?
No, I didn't. I didn't. No,
I did.
I got it on one of my viewings. I can't remember which one because they were different. Actually, the only trailer that was in both 2D and 3D was Guardians of the Galaxy, of course.
Right, of course.
But I saw on the 3D. I saw X-Men Days of Future Past, Amazing Spider-Man 2, Guardians of the Galaxy, and I think Lucy was on both of them, now that I think about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Lucy looks like it could be good.
Yeah, I got a new Adam Sandler movie, some comedy, him and Drew Barrymore. I got Guardians of the Galaxy, Amazing Spider-Man, X-Men, and I got Maleficent, you know, which looks fucking cool as hell, by the way.
Who's in that?
So, Angelina Jolie, she's playing the Maleficent.
Oh, yeah.
For all who don't know, Maleficent is the villainess from the old Disney animated film Sleeping Beauty. And Angelina Jolie is playing her in the live action version of this movie. And she looks exactly like that damn cartoon. So I will be going to see that, of course, because, you know, let's face it, I love that. I love Sleeping Beauty. I'm sorry, I'm not ashamed to admit that. And, you know, of course, the fiance saw it and like, oh, yeah, we got to go see that. So we're going to see that.
Dope. I think I've only seen a commercial for that once.
I know I've seen a commercial and I saw that trailer and it does look pretty awesome.
Right.
They did. I mean, she, like you said, she looks just like the cartoon.
Right. You know, it's scary how much she looks like that damn cartoon.
You look like a damn cartoon.
Right.
Let's see what else comes out this summer. I'm trying to think of other stuff besides just comic book movies.
Apparently, they're doing some type of 3D Legends of Oz Dorothy's Return movie. I saw signs for that in the theater. They had little stand-ups with all the characters. You got Lea Michele, Dan Aykroyd, Kelsey Grammer, Jim Belushi, Oliver Platt, Martin Short, Hugh Dancy, and Megan Hilty doing voices for it. Star-studded. I mean, it looks okay, but, you know, it looks like standard 3D 3D movie fare nowadays.
Eh.
No?
Eh.
I do know one. I'm looking forward to How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a good movie.
Yes. Guardians of the Galaxy is at the end of the summer.
Yeah, that's like in August. So we got, let's see, in May, we talked about Godzilla. I'm not a big Godzilla fan, but I'm kind of interested. I still have a bad taste in my mouth from the 1998 movie with P. Diddy doing soundtrack and
Yeah, that movie sucks. But
I never saw that one.
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, don't see it.
But my wife loves it. Which we got into a discussion with Ron and I while we were in New Orleans eating. My wife loves John Cena movies for some reason. And then I brought up the fact that she likes that movie, and I'm starting to question my wife's taste in movies.
Hey. Well, oh, you know, speaking of bad taste in movies.
What?
Transformers comes out this summer.
Forgot about that bullshit. Not going to see it. Speaking of bad taste in movies, we forgot about damn Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
Okay, what did y'all think of the trailer?
It looked like a Transformers trailer. even if he's not directing it.
It looks like Transformers, therefore it sucks. And I got a problem. Why do turtles have lips? Why? I'm confused.
I thought you were going to make a big deal about them looking like they have noses.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I was like, it took me to look at the trailer like two or three times. I'm like, he's got a fucking nose.
And lips.
Oh, and why are they changing voices after the movie's done? You know, right. Johnny Knoxville's coming on to do, is it Leonardo's voice?
Oh, they traded him out?
Yeah, they switched some dude out.
Damn.
Yeah. Johnny Knoxville is replacing whoever was doing Leonardo's voice. I was like, huh?
Why Leonardo?
What? Right.
I think John Astin or somebody was doing Leo's voice.
Hold on. Let me find that shit. Okay. Oh,
pull that up.
Okay.
All right. And but, have we figured out why Shredder is white? Have we figured that out yet? Y'all let me know.
Exactly.
It's because it's hard finding Asian actors.
What the fuck?
I'm using the Michael Bay logic.
All right, you know, Johnny Knoxville is doing the voice, but someone else, Peter Plazek, was originally cast to do the role. Let me see where they switched him out.
Just last week they announced it, or it came out. And supposedly they're doing like reshoots, which what I've learned from my IGN movie podcast, doing reshoots isn't abnormal for movies after they're done.
Well, I know. But because of internet and, you know, being super, being fans of the product, we naturally think there must have been some underhanded reason.
Especially because it's after the trailer comes out.
Reshoots are actually more common than a lot of people know, and it doesn't necessarily mean that the movie is going to be bad or somebody hates it or something. It's just that you may need to do like pickup shots, especially in a fight scene. You may need a shot where you show an impact or something. You know, if you punch somebody, you need to show the impact. You know, stuff like that. It's usually minor shit like that. So, these fanboys automatically think that, you know, reshoot mean that the movie is fucking terrible. But Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are going to be a terrible movie regardless of what they reshoot. It's going to fucking suck anyway. You know. And we're not going to see that. No.
They also added Tony Shalhoub. You may remember him as Monk, as Splinter, doing the voice of Splinter.
You mean there's no Asian people that could have done? Never mind.
Well, Danny Woodburn was the original Splinter, apparently. And then they put him in as the voice.
Never fucking mind.
Well, you know, he's ethnic.
he's Jewish, not Asian.
Ethnic, brother. We were doing Hulk Hogan impressions over the weekend. Just killing. I'm sorry.
Okay. But yeah, not going to see it. Totally. Yes, just not going to see that. Not going to see Transformers. Don't really give a fuck.
Michael Bay kind of burned every bridge, and you know, possible. I mean, he burned it while he was on the fucking bridge himself, with dynamite in his pants. As far as May, we talked about X-Men, Maleficent, and A Million Ways to Die in the West, which is a Seth MacFarlane movie.
Eh.
I'll go see it. I mean, I like Ted. And this one actually stars Seth MacFarlane, you know, not a character, you know. But Charlize Theron's also in that movie. And Amanda Seyfried.
In which movie?
A Million Ways to Die in the West. It's basically set in Arizona, 1882. Albert, played by MacFarlane, is a sheep farmer who lacks courage, loses his beloved girlfriend, Amanda Seyfried, as a result of his withdrawal from a duel. He soon meets another woman, Charlize Theron, discovering his bravery and confidence. The herder soon realizes his true potential when the woman's spouse, played by Liam Neeson, an infamous criminal, demands payback. That could suck so hard, but I think I want to go see it. I mean, you know, you're going to have a lot of, it's a Seth MacFarlane production, so you're going to have a lot of off-color jokes and could be the next Blazing Saddles from what I read.
Mm-hmm.
Which is tough to do.
Mr. Vance, like, yeah, okay.
You're right, exactly. It's like, yeah.
I'm trying to think, is there anything else out there coming out? Yeah, the one movie I was excited for has come out, so I'm good for the rest of the summer.
Exactly. I said, after that, and like I said, Cap is out, and I'll go see Godzilla. That's probably, and Maleficent. That's it, probably it for me for the summer.
I do want to see the actual sequel to 21 Jump Street that's coming out this summer. 22 Jump Street.
22. That does, like, pretty funny.
And it's actually good, you know, even, the first one was good, and I thought Channing Tatum actually did a good job, even though usually I, you know, take his acting with a grain of salt, but, you know.
Right.
And Think Like a Man 2 comes out, and I know I'll probably be taking the missus to see that.
Yep.
No, sir.
I'm not going to see that, no.
No. No? Okay.
No. Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Can't forget, you're not going to see Dawn of the Planet of the Apes?
You know what? Maybe. Because I did like, you know, Rise of the Planet of the Apes. So I might go see that.
It comes out July the 11th. Oh, dang. They don't have shit for... If this is to be believed, let me double check. But it doesn't look like there's anything really for July 4th weekend.
Wow.
Ooh, that used to be the tentpole date, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's Deliver Us from Evil. It's a crime thriller that's coming out that weekend. Earth to Echo.
Yeah, the trailer for that was like in front of my movie, in front of my Captain America. What the hell is that about?
A group of young friends begin to receive bizarre encrypted messages on their cell phones. They embark on an incredible adventure to discover the meaning behind these communications. Soon enough, they realize the messages they are receiving are from a mysterious being from another world, one who desperately needs their help. All right, you remember that one.
It's E.T.
I've seen that before.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, actually, I think that there ain't shit coming out July 4th. There is Begin Again, which actually comes out on July 4th, but that may be a video release.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I did like the first Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, so... So yeah, I'll check this one out. It's got Commissioner Gordon in it.
Yeah, I think he plays a bigger part in this one, or he's like one of the main characters. Gary Oldman.
Yeah. Yes.
After that, there's the Jupiter Ascending thing.
That just looks weird.
Yeah, I don't think I really want to see that.
And not in the entertaining, fun, oh, I got to see that way.
Right.
It's by the Wachowskis. It's set in the future where gods rule over humans. Jupiter Jones, played by Mila Kunis, is an unlucky Russian immigrant who cleans toilets for a living. She encounters Kane, played by Channing Tatum, an interplanetary warrior whom the king of the universe sent to kill Jupiter. Kane tells Jupiter that the stars were pointing to an extraordinary event on the night she was born, and that her DNA could mark her as universe's next leader. I have no idea what this is about.
Man, the Wachowskis been shooting blanks since since Matrix Reloaded. So no,
do you really want to give them Matrix Reloaded?
You know, yeah, I give them the Matrix movies. I mean, even though the last two weren't that great, I give them two. But anything after that, no, I am not going to see that. That I saw the trailer for that; it looks ridiculous. And I just that then Channing Tatum has those fucking weird ass ears, and it's like, and
that so he like part something.
I don't know. He got these elf ears and his fucking heavy ass eye makeup. He looks like a slutty elf. I don't know.
All right. Okay. And like I said, don't want to see that. The sequel to The Purge comes out in July.
No. I want to see that.
Rock's Hercules movie comes out in July.
Rock with a wig. Basically what it looks like.
I might go see that because they actually. I would probably go see that because they're actually doing like the actual labors of Hercules, you know, in from the mythology in this movie. I'll probably go see that. It may suck, but it's The Rock, and we support The Rock.
Directed by Brett Ratner.
Yeah,
it's going to suck. But it has, so, yep.
Yeah, I don't. Did anyone see that other Hercules movie that came out this year, or no?
Of course not.
Of course what?
Seriously? Of course not. Can't even tell you who was in that movie.
What? No.
Oh, shit. There's a Step Up movie. Not going it to is? See that. Step not Up All that. In.
Nope, not going to see that. Y'all can keep that one.
Y'all can keep it.
Yep, keep it. Keep it.
All right, so we're in August. We're now, first weekend is Guardians of the Galaxy. The next weekend is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which is against Lucy, which is the movie with Scarlett Johansson, where it's set in a world that is run by the mob, street gangs, drug addicts, and corrupt cops. Lucy, played by Johansson, is a woman living in Taipei, Taiwan. Is forced to work as a drug mule for the mob. The drug implanted in her body inadvertently leaks into her system, changing her into a superhuman. She can absorb knowledge instantaneously, is able to move objects with her mind, and can't feel pain and other discomforts. It kicks ass. Therefore, my wife will want to see it. Woman kicking ass, she loves it.
Yeah, they gotta have stuff to look at, too.
Right.
Yeah. Into the Storm, 100-foot journey, whatever. Let's Be Cops. I want to see that.
Who?
Let's Be Cops. What? It stars Damon Wayans Jr. and Jake Johnson from New Girl. Basically, they're two best friends who dress as police officers for a costume party and become neighborhood sensations. But when these newly minted heroes get tangled in a real-life web of monsters and dirty detectives, they must put their fake badges on the line. I saw the Red Band trailer for it. It looked hilarious. Basically, two guys playing cops and wind up, everyone thinks they are cops. So, hilarity ensues. Looks funny. I like it.
Hilarity.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Expendables 3. No.
No?
I actually haven't seen any of them yet, so I can't comment.
I've only seen the first one. Everyone says that, from what I heard, the second one is the best was way better than a lot of people thought. So, this was the one that Bruce Willis was actually going to be in, but him and Sylvester Stallone had a dispute about pay, and so he got kicked off. So, in this movie, you got Stallone, Statham, Banderas, Jet Li, Wesley Snipes, Dolph Lundgren, Kelsey Grammer, Terry Crews, Randy Couture, Kellan Lutz, Ronda Rousey's in it. Cool. Glenn Powell, Victor Ortiz, Mel Gibson, Harrison Ford, and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Maybe. Probably not.
All right, and then as August winds down, it's you got a sequel to Sin City.
Yeah.
That will probably be good, but I'll probably wait for that on DVD.
So there's going to be a lot of stuff I'll probably wait for DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to cut down on the movie watching, or the money spent at the theater, put it that way.
Well, this movie has basically four plots, kind of like the last movie. A Dame to Kill For, Just Another Saturday Night, The Long Bad Night, and The Fat Loss. Let's see.
Anything else that really needs pointing out?
Out from that movie?
Or just the movies, period.
Not.
I guess we might be at our ending point.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
This summer really isn't much.
Yeah, it really isn't much coming out this summer. So, you know,
everyone's got their chips in for 2015, I believe.
Yeah. 2015, 2016, that's it.
Yeah. The Avengers, next year we got the Avengers 2, the Star Wars movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that Star Wars movie is coming out at like, Christmas
time. End. Yeah.
What do you think about Captain America 3 going up against Man of Steel? Do you think one will blink? I kind of do.
DC came out today and said they ain't blinking.
Yeah, they said, that's what they said. They said they ain't blinking, so I don't know, man. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm just going to say, in the grand scheme of things, I don't think it matters at all because people are going to go see both movies.
True. This is the thing. One is going to end up being number one. One's going to end up being number two, and they both going to make a bunch of fucking money that weekend.
Exactly. People are going to see both, whether it's the same or not.
I know the people that listen to this podcast, you know, and a lot of other comic book fans will be divided, except for those, you know, snobs. But you know, right. Like I only look at Marvel movies. I don't look at DC movies. But, you know...
Who actually says that?
I don't know.
There are people.
I guess so.
But this is the thing, man. I'm like it's like this. Both of them gonna come out the same day. I'm going to go see both of them the same day. You know what I'm saying?
I probably should do that. I should go see one... Like, just go see them on the Saturday. Go see one at, like, whatever, 1 o'clock showing. Come out to that one. Walk into the next one.
Right.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'll probably see Avengers on its release date, the 8 o'clock, if they do another 8 o'clock showing that Thursday night, and then I'll probably see the next one that Friday after I get off work.
But yeah, it's going Captain America 3 versus, you know, Batman and Superman. That's pretty major. I was like, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I mean, hey, they both going to make a bunch of fucking money, man. I mean, you know, I think which one was going to end up on top, honest to God, you really can't tell. You really can't, you know. Maybe Batman and Superman because of the anticipation of this movie and seeing how Batman's gonna look like, and you know, Wonder Woman and all that shit, but you know,
at least the Russos are coming back to do Cap 3. That would help because I think they did a great job,
right?
Oh, yeah, I said for some reason I said earlier like Avengers 2 and
no,
coming out at the same time. Yeah, that's Cap 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting, which one I actually decide to see first.
Right.
Quote, unquote, as if it made, makes that big a deal.
Well, I mean, you one opinion on a movie could sway your opinion about the second one. You never know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we man, we got some good stuff coming down the pipeline. So, like, kids nowadays, I'm fucking jealous that I couldn't have been growing up in this time period, able to look at these comic book movies and being wild. Instead, I get like, you know,
I always kept, I keep being the Mr. Doom and Gloom and all. I'm always like, sooner or later.
Oh yeah, I mean,
something's gonna have to give.
Right.
But for now,
I'm just here's where I want it to give. I want the Fox to bomb out so hard on all these X-Men movies to the point that Marvel has to take the license back. That's all I want. Even though I do want to see a Spider-Man movie. I mean, I'm sorry. I just think Sony's fucking desperate to get, like, it's like, all we got is Spider-Man. What can we do to make this a franchise? And, well, we could make Spider-Man 3, no, a franchise.
Bro,
Sinister Six.
Yeah, we're going to make a Sinister Six movie. Like, really? You are? Why?
People are surprised the comic is selling.
No, that you talking about the Superior Foes?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean that just screams desperation. I mean, like, they're scrounging. Like, before long, you'll see a fucking Cardiac movie up there in the on the big screen, starring Wesley Snipes, of course.
Yeah, go for it.
Or a Rocket Racer. You never know. It could work. Fucking Prowler. Will-O the Wisp, starring Jeff Hardy. Fuck, who else is there in Spider-Man that could be made in... I mean, maybe the Black Cat?
I want a Hobgoblin movie.
That's a given. Would they actually be the first... Would Sony be the first to make a solo female movie before Marvel and DC get around to it?
Technically, DC's already put out the solo female movie Catwoman, but yeah, I don't think that really count, does it?
And okay. Fox gave us Elektra.
Yeah, sure did. Gave it to us. We didn't want it, but they gave it to us.
Right.
This is it, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
Like, you know, at least they tried. DC has the shit and just won't fucking, or it took how many years before they fucking budged to put Wonder Woman in anything?
Right.
So. It's sad, but we'll see with Sinister Six, a Venom movie. Yeah, I just wanted a good Venom versus Spider-Man movie. Sorry, but
keep wishing. But actually, you might get that now since there'll probably be a solo Venom movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I just wanted a good Venom versus Spider-Man movie just as a setup. But you know, we may get a Winter Soldier project out there somewhere. You never know.
Yeah.
But
that's how I look at the 2014 summer movie slate.
Yeah, as thin as it is.
Yeah. You'll get a lot more, if y'all like us talking about comic book movies, we got a few more coming up, so we'll probably wind up talking about it eventually.
Yeah, if I have another next episode will probably be sometime during the summer. Maybe. When could it be? Not really looking forward to anything else. To do a recap.
Well, and we could also do it, like, if we do one at the beginning of June, we will have probably looked at Amazing Spider-Man and X-Men.
Yeah, I think that's what we should do. We should definitely do the X-Men Spider-Man show, the other Marvel movies episode. That's a good idea. That's a good thing. The other Marvel movies show. Mm-hmm.
The other non-Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. The non-Marvel movie show.
Cool. All right. So, I want to thank you all for tuning in to tonight's episode. Again, make sure to go to theclicknation.com. Support us on there. Follow me on my personal Twitter account at timdogg98. Adam Black is at @the_Adam_Black. And Mr. Banff doesn't tweet, but you can try to find him on Facebook if you'd like. If you're friends with one of us, you should be able to see him.
Yes. I'm the cute bald head guy.
And people have friended him that way. Our West Coast affiliate, John.
Yeah.
And yes. Linus.
Yes.
So once again, thank you all for tuning in. We are the Click Nation Podcast, and we are signing off.
Peace.
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, you, the plane you flew in on, them shoes, your socks with the bell on it, your gay ass accent, them cheap ass cigars, your yuck mouth teeth, your hairpiece, your chocolate, Guy Ritchie, Prince William, the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the out of you.
Find out the wolf pack. It'll prove a point. Number one, best believe that you don't want.